Brown died Friday at his family home in Chicago of an apparent heart attack, and the news reverberated far beyond the black community for whom he wielded his microphone. Politicians like Governor Mike Pence offered condolences, and so did the listeners whose lives he touched each day with his Afternoons with Amos show. On Monday, radio station WTLC opened the phones for a five-hour on-air memorial to Brown.
It was like somebody had passed in my own family.
He was like our Martin Luther King. He was like our champion for justice here in this city.
Brown gave a voice and a platform for people who didn't have one, says conservative political pundit Abdul Hakim Shabazz. He briefly shared the airwaves with Brown in a 2013 show called Punch Counterpunch.
Somebody had a problem. It was something at City Hall or at the state or even at the federal level. Amos would put them on hold and get them the information that they needed.
Amos Brown was 64. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Michelle Johnson.